You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, we are powered by SID Media. So being a father means being loyal, honest and strong, no matter if times are good or bad. It's setting an example or also being everything your child needs you to be. Whenever they need it, it's the most important duty a man can hold. However, how do you father the right way? How then do you father the right way? And Dr. Mundanga is joining us on the line. My doctor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
We are good. And you, we are super excited to be speaking to you about all things fatherhood.
I'm also super excited because this is an important subject.
Indeed. Before we start, my doctor, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us?
Shall we pray? Our dear Heavenly Father, we would like to thank you this morning for the discussion that we are going to have. May it indeed help us to be responsible fathers, to be responsible members of the family as we articulate our home through the role of fathers. May you indeed help us in this discussion. For this we humbly pray in your everlasting name. Amen.
Amen and amen. My good doctor, let us kick it off on what is a father and what does it take to be a father? Because we have come to understand and we have learned that not any man, not any male, in fact, is a father. So what does it take for one to be a father?
It takes a number of things, and as you rightly put it, so many are just fathers biologically. And you see how even the term has been defined, fathering somebody. It's a wrong term when we think in the context that we are discussing. A father is someone who has a role of being part of a family and being loyal to the family, as you are putting it. Someone who is responsible for the roles expected of a father. And hence, what it takes to be a father, as some authors have put across, there are certain roles that are so essential that requires the presence of a father. Let me look at them. The father is a provider. The father provides all that is needed in a family. God has given us that mandate that we need to have dominion over all things in earth and be in a position of taking care of our families. Noah, even in the book of Genesis, he will say, therefore a man shall leave his father and mother so that he establish his own family, which he is able to provide for. And besides being a provider, he is also a protector. We are living at a time when our families are facing a lot of challenges. And as a father, you need to give that protection. Not only protection from, external challenges that are external, but there are some that are internal. Nowadays, we have so many things that are affecting our families. You know, think about it. As a father in a home, you need to be responsible, protect your families from all, you know, the challenges that are related to drugs, that are related to, you know, the addictions that are affecting our homes today. Addiction of media, addiction of this and that. And the father is also a leader. We realize that it's important for us to realize that leaders, in as much as we have leaders out there in the world, but there is supposed to be leadership within the family. And the father is supposed to lead out in his family to say, what are our goals? What are our objectives? What are our long-term plans? What are our short-term plans as a family? That is essential.
So
we have left also. Yes.
So I wanted to come there, my doctor, saying that when we're speaking about provision, right, as you have rightly said, that, you know, the father should provide and should protect, and I know you're going to mention others as well. If a father cannot provide, does it mean that he is not a father, or that is just one aspect into this whole fatherhood?
If a father does not provide, I think the Bible is very clear. When one neglects providing, that person is a worse sinner. And is someone who will be looked down upon. It's something that we cannot say now he is no longer a father. Probably there could be some other thing that he could manage to do, but in terms of providing for the family, now it will also depend with things that are supposed to be provided.
Aha. So meaning that provision, it's not necessarily monetary. It's not money. Meaning that, for example, because we do have fathers that are unemployed or don't have successful or businesses that are running. So it doesn't mean that just because my father does not have $2, $20 or 2 kwacha and stuff, it does not mean that he's not a father, because he's able to provide protection, for example.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
He's supposed to be in the presence of his family.
Mm-hmm.
And even in a process of explaining why they should not be having some of these privileges that probably the family will be yearning to say, we need to have this.
Okay, all right, okay. So is there a difference, my doctor, in terms of an active father, a present father, and an absent father? Do we have those? And what does that do to the family? One, if a father is present; one, if a father is just there but not present; and another one, if a father is actually we don't even know who the father is, or we know him, but we don't even know his face. We last saw him many, many moons ago.
Yes, there is a vast difference. When the father is present, I have looked at the aspect of parenting.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen, of course, it so happens in life that at times we are supposed to be couples, but all of a sudden the father dies in the family. And I've seen a change in the life of some of those children. They are no longer hearing the voice they were hearing from their father. And at times you see the family becomes dysfunctional because of the absence of a father. A voice is so essential. Of course, I know we are living in hard times where some people are going into diaspora or overseas or some other places to look for employment, leaving their families. Such families have faced a lot of challenges as well. The absence, it's not about the money, but the presence of the father gives some form of stability to the family. The father is there even to provide love to the wife, love to the children, and just the sense of being there it works out, you know, just like magic. My father is there to help me. You know, a wife bragging that my husband is here. And, you know, sharing of information is also essential.
Okay.
Also, I was going to go to another aspect where the father is supposed a teacher. Now, how can you be a teacher when you are not there?
True.
Because you are supposed to be a mentor. And at times, we don't even teach by only by saying, giving out certain instructions. At times, we teach in presence. We are mentors. Children will learn from us. No wonder why even some children would want to walk like us if we are a mother.
Yeah.
Some children would want to do those things that the father does in the home. No wonder why I was talking about, you know, these issues of drugs. Children are just idle. They don't know what to do because there is no father who is teaching them to be hardworking. No one is teaching them to go through some of the norms that are supposed to be done in a home setting. So basically, we find that the presence of the father is so important. When the father is absent, the opposite takes place.
So looking at that, my doctor, that, you know, we are grounded by the Bible. We read, you know, we get certain instructions from the Bible on how to do certain things. Do we have a place in the Bible where we know that there is a blueprint for fatherhood, that a father must do this, must not do that, a father must, this is how they should discipline, this is how they shouldn't, this is how they should love their children? Do we have a blueprint from the Bible?
Yes, we do, but it's implied. Because the Bible has a context. But in the context of where we find fathers, we have also realized that, the Bible expects fathers to be doing this. For example, I was talking about teaching. I think of one of the notorious young men, Samson, in the Bible. I don't know whether you remember him. He wanted to marry outside the faith of his family. And the parents had to sit down with him to say, what is wrong in marrying amongst the Hebrews? That you are going out to the Philistines. The father and mother had to play their role of giving instructions. I think about Moses. You know, Moses growing up, you know, you remember how he was picked in the River Nile? And how the mother had to be actually put on a set payroll to take care of the child. These parents, we are told even in the Bible, that they would not kill their child because they realized that this was a no ordinary child, an important child. They played their role in giving instruction, in training their child. We look at Solomon in the Bible. The father played his role in grooming this young man to become one of the king that will be known by the entire world. He actually had to prepare even some treaties with various countries in order to make sure that if his son takes over, he will be successful. So the Bible has a blueprint for us as fathers that we need to take our role and our responsibilities so that we make sure that everything goes well as we expect. Yes, we are living in hard times, but the Bible is the best ideal solutions for us.
Mm.
They are ideal in the sense that here and there, we will need fathers to go out. We cannot just be at home every time.
Mm.
We need for these children. But once we get the time to be with our families, let's do our part.
Mm.
Let's give love our families.
Mm.
And also, you rightly observe, you know, it's not just, you know, providing materials.
Mm.
And I would think of other families where probably the father is not there because of death, or we have a single parent today. In as much as we may have some of those single parents, it's also important that we find a way of making sure that we augment that father's love.
Mm.
Probably it's an anchor within the family who is so significant, who is so influential. He can be co-opted to give mentorship to this family as a father.
Mm.
And this will help.
Mm.
So we have a blueprint, as we have observed.
You know, thank you so much, Doc, you know, for that, because sometimes we struggle finding where we can have reference for parenting, for motherhood, for fatherhood and stuff. So thank you so much for highlighting to us that the Bible is, in fact, the blueprint in which we can go and study and look at what kind of fathers we want to be. Well, the men, what kind of fathers they want to be. Us as women, we look at what kind of mothers we want to be. So my good doctor, so thank you so much for this one today. Our time has run out. We're going to have to end it there. But thank you so much. I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer to all the fathers there, be it present, absent, or just nowhere to be found, that, you know what, they may take over their position of being father. With those that are already doing the job, let them continue what they are doing. So if you can please pray for us.
Our dear Heavenly Father who art above, would like to thank you for the time that we have had in looking at what fathers are supposed to do. Yes, we may be limited, but you are still there to give us the power so that we are responsible. I want to pray for the fathers out there, those who have not been neglecting their duties. May you indeed help them to be responsible fathers, to give their time to the families, to allow your Holy Spirit to imbue them so that they realize their responsibility. This morning, we want to thank you in a special way for even, you know, the fathers who have been doing their duties so well. May you continue to allow them to see the importance in their roles that they are playing. And may you also allow members of the family to appreciate the role fathers are playing, and that will enhance them to do much more for their families. We want to thank you in a special way for this program, for this we humbly pray in your everlasting name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Doctor. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Have a good day. Thank you so much.
Bye.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.